I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not. Over to you, Bobby. Oh, could it be 2020 all over again with your Dallas Cowboys? Let's talk about it really quick. Over at NFL.com, Chad Reuter had a piece up that was the ideal top two picks for every team coming up in the NFL draft. And he just kind of lays out, like, given what's likely to be in the area, what would just be a home run selection for each team. So, for instance, for the Giants, he has on there Shedeur Sanders at 3, Tyler Booker, the Alabama guard, as the second round pick. You get down to Dallas, and his dream scenario for the Dallas Cowboys is number 12 overall, Tetteroa McMillan, wide receiver, Arizona, which that's becoming a stronger and stronger drumbeat, I feel like.
Dan Orlovsky said it would make them a sneaky good team.
That's what he said yesterday. Today, he said that Tetteroa McMillan is the worst football player he's ever seen. Tomorrow, he's going to say that Tet McMillan should go to the Giants because he's wildly inconsistent, and he'll give you every take under the sun. But no, this is actually a push from, why am I blanking? What's our draft guy's name that we were sitting next to? Todd McShay. Todd McShay said yesterday that was one of the steadier things he's starting to hear is McMillan and Dallas.
Okay.
You can link that up. I think that'd be great. The dream second round pick, Travion Henderson, running back, Ohio State. Good player. Got some juice. Has like some burners to him. It'd be a good pick. Both of those would be great. So now we go over to ESPN, where one Field Yates has his latest mock draft up. Which, we were talking about this the other day with Field Yates. I don't know when his identity with ESPN shifted like it has. Whereas at one point he was just kind of fantasy guy, and now he's pseudo-insider who talks to people around the league and like now has all this random insight, and they want to put him up there to analyze news and not just fantasy impact. But he's done something to develop some sort of level of relationships where they feel comfortable having him stretch things into two rounds and talk about what he's hearing. So this is his setup. You get down to the Dallas Cowboys. Ashton Jeanty is already off the board in this scenario. Shedeur Sanders went number 3 to the Giants. Basically, what you're looking at here is Tetteroa McMillan is the best player on the board, and that's exactly who the Cowboys take. He says, some evaluators are dubious of using an early pick on a wide receiver with somewhat pedestrian speed. Scouts I spoke to timed McMillan in the high 4.5s in the 40-yard dash at his pro day. But I'm a true believer in the T-Mac camp. 6'4", 219 pounds. He's a nightmare assignment for a cornerback in man-to-man coverage. Plus, he has outstanding ball skills. He'd give Dak Prescott the second top-end receiver that Dallas has long been seeking, opposite CeeDee Lamb. Obviously, you guys have not dived into, like, study all the tape of the hundreds of players. But given the conversations you've seen around the players, is McMillan where you'd like to land at this point as we're just a couple weeks out?
As opposed to
Genty, an offensive lineman like maybe Will Campbell from LSU. Will Campbell. You think that would have a bigger impact directly on the Cowboys winning next season or just for the long term?
I don't care about next season. The long term.
I agree.
Man,
I'm scared of the bigger receiver, too. I'm scarred from the Detroit Lions taking Mike Williams Kelvin Benjamin to Carolina. Laquan Treadwell. I know you got Drake London, but man, I'm scared of that separation and speed.
Which even Drake London, when you look at Drake London, his numbers have not been like eye-popping throughout his career. Drake London for his career, 72 catches, 866 yards, 69 catches, 900 yards, and then last year really broke out 100 catches and almost 1,300 yards. And that's who he most frequently comps to is Drake London.
What is McMillan's 40?
So it was varied depending on who you talk to. Field Yates is saying he talked to people that said it was high 4.5s. People I talked to said it was closer to like 4.50, 4.52.
Okay. I also think of London as like a fantastic 2.
Yeah.
At 12,
mm-hmm.
Do I need to have a higher standard?
No.
No?
No. You're looking for, a number two wide receiver can be an impact player.
I know, but, I mean, I'm thinking about I should be drafting a 1.
I don't disagree that you should. I think it's just you're picking 12 in a year where it's not, there's not the same number of studs that you would normally expect might be there.
Yeah, I don't care. Like, the Lions drafted Penei Sewell at, 10? He's a right tackle. What's the difference in a right tackle and a two wide receiver? It's the same thing. They're a starter.
I'll say this. And this is something where...
Do you agree with that, by the way? Right tackle and number two receiver are the same value?
No, I would say...
That's an interesting point. I would say right tackle
bad
over...
A bad right tackle, I think, hurts you more. Like, if you've got a bad right tackle...
Yes, a bad right tackle, absolutely, yes, could hurt you more.
He also has pass game and run game capability.
But, like, all right, let me ask you this. A number two wide receiver or a guard?
That's a good question.
I'd rather have, if they're equal, if I think they're both equally good at the job they do, and I have Dallas's receiver situation, I'd rather take the receiver.
Same.
Now, here's the thing. This will come up at some point, probably. You may be facing, when you're sitting there at pick 12, and I know both of you guys like this guy, you may be sitting there at pick 12 and Tyler Warren is there from Penn State, the tight end.
Tight end.
But you feel like, is tight end a luxury, or do I just say I want the best number two pass catcher I can get?
I mean, is he Trey McBride?
The new highest paid tight end of all time?
Is he my boy who helped me win both Peyton fantasy championships in Vegas?
I don't think he's Brock Bowers.
If he's Brock Bowers, give me him.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I don't think he's Brock Bowers. I do think he's very good. But to me, McMillan has a chance. I told you guys before, the comp I have for him is Brandon Marshall. That's who I think he can be. So if you're telling me I've got Brandon Marshall and CeeDee Lamb,
stud.
I'll take it.
You know, we didn't spend enough time, at least I regret not honing in enough on Brian Schottenheimer the other day saying build outside in. Because that is not what you have heard throughout the history of football.
Right.
It is inside out, O-line, D-line, Philadelphia Eagles, everyone. Everyone throughout the history of the sport, but Shotty had a different perspective the other day.
I actually like it because... You're looking at guys who are more on an island, and the guys, like, you need to have, when you're looking at wide receivers, they have to win their individual matchup. Corners have to win their individual matchup. So you need, to me, you need elite players there.
So I think what he was saying specifically, and it's to the point when you guys just said wide receiver two or guard. I think what he's saying is not necessarily wide receiver over the interior. He's saying I need to prioritize the guys who are on the island. So outside in would mean wide receivers over tight ends, tackles over guards and centers, defensive ends over defensive tackles, outside linebackers over the middle, corners over the safeties. Like, that's, he views the guys on the, like, out there on those edges. So he would say tackle is really important, receiver is really important, guard is probably less important than both of those. is how he would probably look at it. Because so I don't know that it's necessarily stacking receiver over the offensive line or other positions. More just in each individual position group, you need to.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Start from the edges and build in, because those guys on the edges have to be by themselves a lot of times.
If you have like a bunch, if everybody on your offensive line is a B, you have a great offensive line.
Yeah.
If your wide receivers are Bs, you'll have a good receiving group, but it's not going to be a game changer.
You got the Packers receiving group or something
it's
like
fine.
That.
Yeah, it's fine.
We're doing the latest mock draft from Field Yates over at ESPN. Number 12 pick, he said, Tet McMillan. Number 44, remember Chad Reuter at NFL.com said your dream scenario would be Tet McMillan and Travion Henderson. He mocks Travion Henderson, running back, Ohio State, to the Dallas Cowboys, saying the Cowboys have been frequently linked to running backs early in the draft, and Henderson is an electric playmaker, both as a runner and a receiver. Dallas averaged 4 yards per carry last season. Henderson has the open field speed to make an instant impact on the ground. Sean, you've talked about you want excitement.
Yep.
Tet McMillan and Travion Henderson, does that meet your excitement standard for when we get out to Oxnard?
All right, well, here's my top three excitement standard in Oxnard in no particular order. Intriguing new quarterback, check. Mm-hmm. That's done with Milton. I need an explosive wide receiver. Does McMillan qualify as that?
So, do you
and want... I need a new running back with juice.
Travion Henderson has juice. That would be juice.
Then I need an explosive wide receiver to get me excited.
So, if I tell you Tet McMillan is a better player than Matthew Golden from Texas, but Matthew Golden is a stretch the field, take the top off type of receiver, would you rather have Golden then? Whereas McMillan is more a possession guy,
is
probably.
Is Golden like Michael Gallup, and it felt like it was all or nothing? Like Michael would have 140 catch a game, but he's not going to get me 7-8 catches a game? What do you think, Pepe, for Golden? You're a Longhorn kind of fan.
Yeah, I really like him. I was borderline on like at first if he was going to be first or second, but if you use a first round pick. It's not a bad choice. I mean, he's explosive. He's really, really good. But I really like Tet McMillan, man. He was really good at Arizona.
Golden is a, he's so, he ran 4.29 at the combine. He's so much faster than Gallup is. The thing with Golden is you might be looking at a guy who, it's not going to be, he may have 8 catches, 190 yards 1 week, and then the next week he's shut out or something. That may be something that you're looking at with him.
I have to get a reliable number two. If anything happens to CeeDee Lamb, the season is over, just as much as if something happens to Dak Prescott. Like, you got to help Lamb out. And I don't know. I'm scared. Maybe that's the wrong way to look at it. Like, I should always think CeeDee's going to be there for 17 games. Then I can have the guy that can be hit and miss. But if something happens to CeeDee, I need consistency of 6 catches a week. And it doesn't sound like that's Golden.
So Golden can get there. Golden's not a polished route runner yet. He's working his way, but he has the ceiling to be able to become a high-end route runner is way up there because his stop-start quickness is incredible. His vertical speed's great. He moves really smooth when you're talking about his lateral quickness.
Like Jameson Williams. Is Jameson Williams a comp for him? Forget about just like style, but like, well, don't forget style, but 58 catches, 17 a catch.
He's a game breaker.
Game breaker. Take the top off. Is that Golden?
I think Golden, if he was ever asked to be a one potentially, like, I think he has the capacity to be it. But I mean, there definitely feels like there's a wider spectrum to me of bust versus boom potential.
Well, guys like that, guys like Jameson or whatever, or those type of players, they'll have games where it's like 4 for 160, and the following week, they get shut out.
Yes. So what's your 1-2-3 wide receiver list, and where's the fall, the drop off?
1 is McMillan, 2 is Hunter playing receiver, Travis Hunter from Colorado, and 3 is Golden. And then I think it is a drop. Okay. To Emeka Egbuka from Ohio State, who I think is a good player, but there's more questions there. And then really quickly, Cowboys announced OTA dates yesterday, May 19th and June 10th. June 10th is the mandatory period. May 19th is a voluntary. Those are the dates to circle to see if Micah shows up.
And my theory is that was Jerry's little hint and clue when he said at the owners' meetings, I'm going to play some more cards. You want to see them all dealt. What, for Micah to show up to prove that he's a leader? For you to finally sign off in this inevitable contract that we know he's getting? B-Low, B-Bell, on the home of the Dallas Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Let's win your bracket and try to make you some money as RJ Choppy breaks all the rules with a Final Four degenerate. Final hour of the week is after this. But first, let me go ahead and get you. Speaking of some money, how about getting you some through GimmeTheVin.com and their big cash giveaway. Y'all, they're giving away $25,000 in cash every month. 2 ways for you to win. GimmeTheVin.com. 250 chances to win with your mail-in entry, or 1,000 chances to win if they buy your car. They want to buy your vehicle, whether it's the daily ride, the pickup truck, the SUV, the minivan, the exotic, or the supercar. GimmeTheVin is the best place to do it. They're going to go ahead and give you $100 if they can't beat your CarMax offer. And they're going to put your offer right on the money with a hassle-free online option. It's as simple as going to GimmeTheVin.com, entering your car's VIN or license plate. Bam, you're good to go. You can go to one of their pickup locations once the deal's done, or they'll come to you. It's easy, it's fast, and there's $25,000 on the line every single month. You get 1,000 chances to win if they buy your car, or you can do the mail-in through the website with 250 chances to win. It's GimmeTheVin.com, America's best car buyer.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.